chill. How are you? How's accounting going?
I'm cold. It's all right, actually.
You're cold?
Yeah.
Why are you cold?
I'm always
cold. Oh, mad. I forgot to turn any heating on.
It's all right. I'm hot.
It's because I'm usually warm.
You want a jacket?
No, I'm okay.
That's good.
Thank you.
Should be dead.
Wait.
How are you though? How's the cutting going?
It's actually going good.
Yeah. You passed your exams? You still got exams today?
It's true.
Mad.
But do you know what? Mine end this year.
Oh, fair enough.
So
they end
it's,
the end.
It's in, yeah, as in never have to do another exam again. I know.
So what's going on
here? I might need an accountant soon.
Hmm?
I might need an accountant soon. You won't be getting paid.
For what?
You won't be getting paid?
For what?
For money?
No, as in an accountant.
Everyone is in the middle, yeah?
Oh, from handle my accounts.
Okay, because that's not my job.
Yeah? You're in the middle.
Yeah.
Not all accountants are the same. I'm an auditor.
You're an auditor?
Yeah.
What's an auditor?
I might need you. I might need you in the future then. Yeah.
Oh, you're a tax man.
No, nah. I don't touch tax at all.
Really? You don't do my taxes?
Hey,
no.
I
have taxes to be
recording?
Done. Yeah.
Damn.
Oh.
Justin was looking to
get me. Just pass me. Regardless.
You don't do taxes at all?
No.
Even if I paid you?
I don't.
Nah.
When I say it to you, I hate taxes.
She can't do it. If she does your tax, she sounds like she's not going to.
She's just going to be like, clear.
Sorry, no offense. I know you probably do it properly.
£100.
Yeah, literally.
Whatever literally it is.
Expenses.
Oh, my
No, I've done people's like tax returns.
Yeah.
And self-assessments, but I've stopped doing that now because I just don't like it.
It's a faff.
It is.
A faff. An unnecessary faff.
No, I'm not calling. I'm calling my favourite some audio SDA people that know without doing bits.
Same. Well, I'm going to have to do my own then.
What does Norma do?
Tax. I don't know.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. She's not in finance. She's not fighting in finance.
Yeah,
she
learn how to do it now. Yeah.
She's in another section.
Yeah.
I think she transitioned.
To what?
Think something to do with property.
Did she used
to? I don't know exactly. She didn't used to do stuff. She was in finance though. Yeah, construction. I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna need everyone in the future still, can't I?
Yeah.
You trying to go into property?
Trying to go into everything.
Oh, okay.
Trying to be a
mogul,
a billionaire,
a mogul.
Trying to be behind the scenes. Trying to use someone's name though. Trying to use someone as like as my
proxy,
figure, as my fallback guy. So if they.
Justin would start like a second North
if
Korea.
If they go prison, bro, it's not my fault. My name's not it. They're signing the papers.
I was watching something come out. Money
got
on
paid.
Time,
you're mad. Then I just get someone else's name. Use someone else.
Wow.
Mm.
It's good to use like. Are you recorded?
Yes.
Oh man.
1, 2. Yeah, I can hear it.
How long do you spend in the shower on average? Like one song or two?
What?
I'm not saying because I spent one song in the shower.
No.
I said I'm not asking because I do that. I'm not saying that because I do that. I'm saying.
Are these the only options?
No. Okay.
I was gonna say
how many.
Today,
okay.
I spent a good 10 songs.
How many songs do you?
It depends. If I'm going to work,
oh, I didn't
see. Three.
It's about 3 or 4 as a general.
Yeah.
3 or 4.
Yeah.
3 or 4.
It depends
if
on the
I'm,
type of song.
Today
though,
I wasn't going
like
to work.
Minutes long.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Today I wasn't going to work, so it's like a good 10, 15
songs.
A good,
10,
good
15 songs.
How long
the hot water done, you know.
5, 10, 15, 20.
You know, the boiler's just downstairs. 30, like,
35, 40, 45. Let's say today I spent 9 songs in the
what
shower.
What was you doing in the shower,
that's
bro?
Quite a long time.
My skin was wrinkly.
Isn't
that's what I'm saying.
Isn't the point of a shower, though, so that you have water efficiency?
Yeah, but it's because I don't have baths and I just wanted. I like that.
Baths are fire, you know.
Exactly, but I don't have baths. I like long.
When you just soak, brother, and then like.
See, but
just,
to me, it's too, the water's too little.
You sit and relax.
The water's too little for a shower.
I can't relax in the shower sometimes.
I can.
I mean, if you just stand there, yeah, but it's not the same.
I rub myself occasionally, not in the shower.
What's going on, man? How do we get here?
Oh, come on.
Daddy, you're sorry.
You just got it there, yeah?
No, it's not that. I decided to be mature and push past it.
Oh.
No, we're not. Yeah, we're not mature still.
Wow.
What do...
they're not mature.
You see, the shower is the place where the most amount of thinking goes on.
No, baths more. You know why? Because you just
I write songs in the shower.
You write songs?
I kid you not. The most amount of lyrics have come to me.
Jeez. Your purpose in the shower is very different.
What's yours? To bathe. To bathe the skin.
Yeah, I mean, that's my main purpose of a shower. Oh, but man. Sometimes when you have a luxury shower, the purpose can be different. Hello from The Edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
Are you locked into the After Sundown Podcast?
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
This week, 13 reasons why there's sin. Is God responsible? We are joined for this episode by Danielle, or Danny for short. Hope you enjoy.
Moving on. Forward.
So, what is this week's question? Oh, I've done it already, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think? You know what? Me and Cameron, we cut this very short because we didn't want to have the discussion on pre the recording of the podcast.
Oh, in the group chat.
Yeah.
Oh, because you.
Like, what do you think? So some people will say what you like. I don't know if you meant it tongue in cheek or you meant it seriously. But
oh no! I didn't mean it seriously. I just mean in terms of, I know some people could rationalize it and say God is responsible for sin, because at the end of the day, people see it as if God is all powerful, he has dominion over everything. Like, he's responsible for everything in it. It's like me, if I buy a house, I'm responsible for the house and the land around it and the taking out the bins and all this stuff like that. Everything that goes on in that vicinity, I'm responsible for. No one else, because I control everything. So people could look at that, well, take that analogy and say, like, yo, God is responsible for everything. You get me?
Okay. Anyone else?
I think it's about how far back you go. So a lot of people might say, like, say if Cameron does something to me, I would say that Cameron is responsible. But then if you even go back, you know, there's some people who make the argument of like, oh, you know what, if it wasn't for like your mum or your dad, you wouldn't be here. So yeah, they're actually responsible for you being in my life. And then you,
bro. People go back that far.
They do. I've heard it. It's mad.
Someone said.
Sounds like the mom killers.
It's mad.
That's crazy. How could someone? That's like someone said, "Yo, I wish like your granddad was never born. Because if your granddad was never born,
then you wouldn't be here. Yeah, but I think it's all about that domino effect in terms of where do you actually put the responsibility. Because then if you're being very technical,
he missed again, sorry Alvin. Tried to throw something in the bin. It's okay, lad.
If you're being really technical, everything has happened because of the beginning.
Okay.
And
the beginner of the beginning being God,
of course. Well, that's
what matter. Yeah. What do you make, Justin?
It's God's fault.
what's God's fault?
In line with what you lot are saying, it sounds like it's God's fault. Started from the beginning.
What is God's fault? Sin is God's fault.
Nah, sin ain't God's fault.
Wait,
the question is sin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not God's fault then?
Wait.
It's Eve's fault. Let's blame the woman.
Wow. Do we want to go down that road? Yeah, we want to go down that road.
She was black
road.
As well.
She was white.
I'm joking. Nah, but
oh
that's...
my God.
Some people turn off the podcast right now. I know.
That was a joke, by the way.
Don't cancel
if
us,
you didn't catch, if you didn't catch, that was a joke. Don't cancel us. Don't cancel us. But like... Okay, so some people would say... I want to hop on... I want to ask a question based on what you said.
Go on.
So like... if it... Say, okay, you run this property. No, before I even ask that question, let's ask a different question. What is sin?
Transgression of the law.
Meaning what?
So it's a breaking of the law. So if I run a stoplight,
yeah,
the law of the land is that you shouldn't run a stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
So I've broken the law.
Right. So see, okay, already it throws up some questions. Then so.
How?
In my mind, like, oh, okay. If God creates, if God is the creator of law,
yeah,
And
God is a creative man.
God creates these beings who can choose to either follow the law or not follow the law.
Yeah.
Is God responsible? God has created the law. Is then God responsible for those beings or a being or beings choosing not to follow the law?
No.
Wait, for example, if we see like kids, for example, who do we blame the when they're acting up?
I don't know who you blame.
I see people saying, it's the parents. Even when I was growing up, my mom would always say, you're a representation of me. I said, mom, I'm not a representation of you. I'm me.
You're just rebellious, so that means it's your fault.
It is my fault, still. It is my fault. Shout out, mom.
That's such a solid question.
Because think about it, like, again, yeah, we do. We like when a kid's like, that's why then people have certain people have kids on leashes. You get me? Because
they're gonna run off.
You get me?
I think it's a bit of a sticky one because God, I think God made the medium that caused sin. Yeah. And to me, the medium.
Ooh. What do you mean by medium?
So like, he didn't create sin, but he made the thing that allowed sin to happen or allowed sin to occur. And what he made was free will. I actually think that the root of sin is
free will. I disagree that it's free will.
Why?
Shall I tell you why though? Why? Because your question earlier was,
What is sin? Yeah.
And sin is anything against God.
Yeah.
God wouldn't then like make things against him. He allowed people to choose him or choose against him.
He's actually going to get a book.
Yeah, he's
That's the book.
No, because I think when we think about free will, that's like you can choose, obviously, whether to do good or bad.
No, but that's why I kind of agree with Danya, because like say if like we was run like King John or the North Koreans, if we was run like that, we ain't really gonna sin. Well, we wouldn't really want to sin because like we know that everything that evolves around sin is gonna include death. What about that Don who brought in those videos of Squid Games and he got killed?
Oh yeah.
The what?
Like in North Korea, there's this guy who like basically brought in pirate copies of Squid Games.
Yeah.
And he got sentenced to death because he broke the rules of the
land. Sentenced to death.
But it's North Korea though.
That's what I'm saying. If God run the world like North Korea, we wouldn't really sin as much. There would be less sin.
If you run it like it.
But there'll be less sin out of fear, not out of love.
Exactly. There'll be less sin. That's what I'm saying. There'll be less sin.
Okay. So let's go. So Danny said, Free will is the...
If you didn't have free will,
yeah,
I don't think that we would be in the position that we are in today. And the reason I say that is because I don't think you can blame the manufacturer. There are knife manufacturers out there.
Yeah.
We use knives to cut tomatoes, cut potatoes, and butter bread, right? Some people use them to kill people.
And some are out here with the zombie killers.
I can...
Have you seen them? The zombie killer things with the hole in it. That's
so my question would be, so the Bible teaches that after God never gets rid of human free will, and like after the millennium, human free will continues to exist. Why though does the Bible then say that sin will not rise again a second time? Or why is it that there'll be no
because
sin?
Because we learned.
But free will exists.
No, but we learned. It's just God knowing the future.
But my question is, if free will persists and there'll never be sin again...
It's just God knowing the future.
Then my question is, can free will be the vector by which sin comes about?
Yes.
Because my suggestion would be that there's a different vector. Because if free will persists, then it means sin can continue reoccurring. So it can't...
No, it can.
Wait. The other thing I'm going to say is, if free will existed then, there was also the possibility that sin would never have... Sin didn't have to arise even with free will. So if free will was there, was sin a guarantee? No.
No, it wasn't. But it did come.
So my question is, what sin is not the thing that free will is not the thing that's responsible.
Is God
for sin.
Is God all-knowing? Is God all-knowing?
He is.
But so wait, no. So if God is all-knowing,
yeah,
then he knows that after this thing, everyone that he's brought up to heaven,
yeah,
they're not going to sin again. They're not.
Yeah, but even then,
one sec. You see, when we're in the new earth now, yeah. So we've gone to heaven.
Yeah.
Come back down, new earth. Everyone has learned their lesson, bro. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody sin what sins can do.
Yeah.
Even if you haven't experienced sin, yeah, the angels have seen it.
Yeah.
You see, in the holding Jesus' hands still, yeah, that's a constant reminder of sin.
Yeah.
Nobody is sinning again, and God knows that because God knows all.
But
it's not that sin. So it's not that sin couldn't go again.
Yeah.
But it won't, so because we've learned the lesson.
Then, if I go by that, then I could say, then my question would be, is God then not responsible for sin by creating? If God could have created beings with free will, whom he knew would not choose the option of sinning,
would God then not be responsible for sin? Run that again, because my head's hurting.
If God, if the reason that we don't sin is because it's the right people who are in heaven, those who will not choose to sin, then could God not have created beings with free will whom he would have known? Why did God say, okay, they're saved,
but that's not free,
he's not going to sin, so I'm not going to create him?
So you're saying that he should just not have created
him? I'm saying why, by that logic, that stands to reason.
I feel like if it wasn't Lucifer, it would have been Jamie.
So therefore, an angel called Jamie.
Literally. Yeah, big man thing. I feel like eventually someone would have messed up.
Therefore, you're saying that because there was free will, sin was inevitable.
Yeah,
I disagree. Because the reason I disagree is because by that logic,
you have to tell me what other than free will, like what Danielle was saying. What other than free will birthed
sin.
Or gave it an opportunity to rise.
Well, firstly, I would like, number one, God doesn't give a reason for sin. In fact, Ellen, I'm deadly serious. God says who's responsible for sin, but we can't even give a reason for why sin arose, and several reasons why. For example, sin arises because of a being that God created called Lucifer, whom God created perfect, whom God created to be the most a being of beauty. Below the Godhead was Lucifer. So
So perfection doesn't even guarantee sinlessness then?
That's why the Bible refers to
something because of free will.
I was waiting for him to explain it, because it's free will.
Do you know why I also
wait, say what you said again? Because of free will. What was that? Because of free will. What was because of free will?
That
sin is there.
That sin is there. That Satan had the opportunity.
Yeah.
Because he was perfect. He was perfect, but perfect beings. You just said. He was just below.
What you said. Something that is made perfect doesn't mean that it's sinless.
Or that
it will end up being sinless. So something that's perfect, made perfect, can choose to become sinful. Or can choose to break God's law, making it a sinful thing.
The fact you're using the word choose
yeah,
is free will.
Yeah, free. No, no. I'm saying free will exists, but it's not the thing. It's not what's responsible for sin.
But you know why? You know why you're wrong? Because you wouldn't use in that sentence.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have said choose. You used the word choose. You're a man that picks out his words. You're a man that picks out his words very carefully.
Yeah.
So I'm saying you would have said something else apart from.
See, the way I understand things is that, or the way I've thought about things and understand them is that free will allows for the possibility of sin. It does not allow for the. It doesn't guarantee sin.
No, I'm not. We're not saying. But, no one's
but,
saying.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, but which is what I'm careful to. That's what I'm trying. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that free will doesn't guarantee sin.
Yeah, because it you're free. It you're free to possible. Because as much as you're free to do wrong, you're free to do right.
Which
as
is
well.
Yeah, but which is why I say So if there, if free will says there's a possibility for sin, but there's also a possibility for no sin with free will. If Lucifer, if no being had chosen not to sin, had chosen not to disobey God, sin would not exist.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's not the free will itself that explains sin. Because there's nothing that can say this is the reason for sin. The reason why free will is not the reason for sin is because Satan could have chosen not to sin. Therefore, had he chosen not to sin, free will bears, no, just, doesn't, no, is not the no, thing that no, bears no, the no, responsibility.
No, but just because it isn't doesn't mean that it is. And why I say that?
Just because it what?
Just because it isn't doesn't mean that it is. That sounded better in my head. I swear by
that. So, to explain that
so, so basically what you're saying is, like, no, let me just say what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's 50-50 in it. Like, you're saying that sin, like, the possibility of sin was 50-50. Satan could have chose to do right and wrong, but he chose to do wrong.
Like, all I'm simply saying is that the catalyst of what we're getting to, the only explanation for why Satan could have even picked one or the other is free will.
No.
Do you want me to get to a deeper route?
Go.
Because I feel like I know what you're trying to say.
Explain what I'm getting at.
Okay, so.
Go on. Okay, you know what? I feel like we're going to have to revert the conversation as well because I'm confused a bit as well.
Oh, okay. So all I'm saying is free will is not the reason for sin.
No, do you know what it is? Alvin, it sounds like you're saying there's good free will and there's bad free will.
No. There's free will. So yeah. Free will is free will is the thing that God has given every single sentient being to make a decision, to be able to make decisions,
yes,
including whether or not to disobey God. Now, that allows for the possibility of love by choice, not for us to be automatons who love God because that's what we're created to do.
But also disobedience by choice as well.
Also disobedience by choice. But if there are two routes to go, then this thing that allows for the possibility of something is not itself the explanation for why that thing occurs. That thing doesn't occur because it's possible. That thing occurs because there's something else that goes on for it to occur.
But what else?
Something doesn't occur because something is possible.
What else?
Well, that's... So, one of the things that the Bible does is it refers to sin, like in Thessalonians, referring to the beast... That later features in Revelation.
Yeah.
Thessalonians refers to something called, it says something like, the mystery of iniquity doth already work, or is already at work. And what does it say? What does it say? I'm going blind. Me can't see it.
Yeah, okay. We used to.
But the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
This is all the time.
Only he.
sorry. Yeah, sorry.
She knows.
Sorry.
This.
No. This. But she looked at us like we was gonna have a reaction.
No, it's not that. I was like, which one of you has done this?
No.
It
was Adrian.
Done what?
It was Adrian.
Which one? Done what?
I don't know. Adrian does the same thing as well.
Done what?
Breaking out in patter.
Did I?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my gosh!
Oh my god!
No, because
what password did I break into? What did I just say?
Is anyone?
Yeah, but what did I say? I didn't say anything in password.
You did?
Just for the translation for the listeners, I think he said something along the lines of "I can't see anything."
Oh, okay, I did say something in password.
Shout out to our Caribbean listeners.
Hope it wasn't offensive.
People from the island. Okay, so it says...
if one of you is single, Alvin's also single. And,
And now you know what withholds. So like there's a power that's holding... But anyway, it says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. But... Like, that's... It's talking about, basically, the Roman power, which is holding back the beast... The... What would you say? The Roman power, which is holding back the beast power in... I'm not even going to explain that. But basically, it describes iniquity as a mystery.
So Autobots versus Decepticons.
Like, Transformers.
Nah, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. When he did say sentient beings, he sounded like Optimus Prime now.
There we go.
You mean?
I can't go with
it. Autobots versus Decepticons.
Yeah.
So, like,
I hear that story. It's a good way to explain it.
If I were to say, I could say who's responsible for sin, and that responsibility doesn't fall on God.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't even say, like, if I were to, like, Satan had no reason. Well, the Bible gives a sort of reason why he did what he did.
I'm not looking to blame God, you know.
No, though. I'm not. Go on.
Do you reckon God blames himself?
No.
Ooh.
No. He Ooh. States.
No, wait.
He explicitly states that he is not to blame for sin. And we can
where,
go there.
Where?
We could, let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
Alvin's face is unsure as well.
Where? I caught you out.
Let's go there.
Yeah. Chapter 13.
Matthew chapter 13.
Nah, because yes. You know what it is.
Is it gone? Ask the question watching, fully, was, and then I'll look.
I was watching like something. I was watching
exactly,
SWAT.
You're listening.
I was watching SWAT, yeah.
Yeah.
And in one episode, there's like school shooters, and obviously, like, you have the mum of the victim. The mum of the shooter is like kind of talking about it, and she's like, I would have spoke to my son more. I would have, like, kind of spoke him out of it and stuff like that. As I'm saying, the mom does blame herself, but she doesn't at the same time.
Yeah.
Because obviously the son didn't speak to her.
Yeah.
Which one of those ones?
Mm.
That's why I'm asking personally, because all the sin that happens in the world.
Can I just say quickly as well?
It might take a toll.
When God destroyed, not destroyed the earth, but he flooded the earth.
Destroyed the earth in the flood.
Yeah. Like, I swear there was.
He said, "Oh, okay, I know what you're referring to."
Yeah. Don't jump there. But there was a statement.
Like, I know where exactly where it is. That is, I know where you refer. Genesis 6. You're referring to.
There was a statement that was made,
and it repenteth me that I have made man.
Yes.
He says, God says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. It says it before that, verse 5. And God saw the wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and grieved him at his heart.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your question on that?
No, I was just saying that kind of shows an example of God regretting. So if he regretted that, doesn't he regret the entirety of the thing?
Mm-hmm. Obviously, he probably would have known.
And the thing is, I'm not like, I don't actually believe that God is responsible for sin. I do believe he could be. If the only person, I would say accountable. Is accountability different from responsibility?
Yeah, no, they're not. I don't think they are.
Yes, because you can have a responsibility to do something. Accountability is where blame actually lies.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, lawyer.
Say it again.
Never that.
Say that again.
Let's say she doubles up.
I feel like you can. Okay, do you know what it is? You can feel responsible for something.
Mm.
So, like the example that you were saying, the mum feels responsible, or she's saying that she could have given herself more responsibility to do something, but it doesn't mean that she's actually accountable. The person who's accountable is the shooter.
Yeah.
So definitely. That word repent, so the word repent, the Hebrew word is expressive, as an expressive word to mean sigh or breathe heavily. The Lord went,
I like it.
Yeah, so if I'm doing that,
basically it grieved the Lord. You see, because when it says it below that it grieved him at his heart.
Not regret, but grief.
Because the other word,
that's camera's working again.
The word that it's used to mean. What did he say?
I just realised what he said. What did he say? I don't care to repeat.
I want to rewind.
I should have just left him in his house, you know.
Justin, what did he say?
No.
Guys, I'm going to hear it.
Alvin's watching porn again.
would that not be God's reaction though?
Yeah, it's true still.
Is that not God's reaction?
I feel like that's more like an eye roll as opposed to a sign.
I don't think it's grief. Look at the words. So this word,
where was this though?
Because this is Genesis 6 verse 6.
Yes. Yeah.
So the word repent is used to mean breathe strongly by implication to be sorry. Let me continue. In a favorable sense. To pity, to console, or in an unfavorable sense, to avenge, comfort.
Yeah, but
ease, repenting. Like,
but some people just say that's basically regret.
To be at grief. Because if someone dies and you're grieving, what is that?
But you could, it's an, like, or, not necessarily. Not that grieving is synonymous with regret, but the two can come together. So you can be grieving and then regret that you haven't, like, spent as much time as you wanted to with that person, or been around them, or was there, you know what I'm saying? Or
I'm just giving the definition. I get what you're saying.
I know that's quite a precise definition, but I do agree with the definition still. It's like, I didn't at first, but
that the Lord had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast. God is basically going to destroy everything. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. And then it goes on to list stuff about Noah.
What was the Matthew 13 thing?
So that was the answer to the question, does God blame himself?
Mm.
So Matthew 13 verse 24, Jesus says another parable. He puts forward another parable to them, saying, the kingdom of God is likened to this, a man who sowed good seed in his field. So this person sows good seed. And notice what God says, like, this man sows good seed in the field. But this is talking about the origin of sin on earth, not necessarily in heaven. But anyway, sows good seed on earth in his field. But whilst men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. So God sows good seed in the earth. Whilst men slept, whilst men sleep, he sows, this enemy comes and sows tares on the earth. But when the blade was... when the blades start springing up, they brought forth fruit. So did the tares appear as well. Mm-hmm, so the good the good plants grow alongside the bad plants. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in your field? From where did these tares appear? He then says, an enemy has done this.
Mm-hmm.
The servant said unto him, will you then not go and gather the... Will you allow us to then go and gather up the good?
Mm-hmm.
Or to separate the two, basically. Gather them up. Sorry, gather up the bad. Gather them up. And then he says, no, let both grow together until... I'm translating.
Until the time of the harvest.
Yep, until the time of the harvest. And I will say to the reapers, gather together first the tares and bind them in a bundle to be burnt, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then Jesus goes on to tell another parable. Then later on, the disciples ask, what did you mean by that parable about the wheat and the tares? And then Jesus gives an explanation later on, and I'm trying to find where the explanation is because it comes later.
Is it just saying that, like, the good and the bad are going to be together?
Yeah. People use that in, like, the last days, like, there's people that are going to be growing around you, like other Christians or people that may appear to be like Christians, but at the end of the day,
wolves in
sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
Sheep's clothing, yeah, that's what people generally use it as.
When the multitude goes away, the disciples ask for an explanation.
sorry. Nah. I just imagine the sheep in wolf's clothing. Bad boy sheep, you know?
No, the disciples, they didn't ask this. Oh, I just realized something. They didn't ask this in public. So they wait for the multitude to go away. Then they go, look, we didn't fully understand this. Can you explain this to us?
Why would they?
Because then it... Had they asked in public, then they would have benefited everyone else.
Nah, I hear that, but why would they do it? Because they're not as... I would. To a pastor, be like, yo, pastor. We do it as Christians as well. Pastor, what do you mean by that? Do you know what I mean?
But like...
We don't when the Jesus pastor's preaching, we don't pull up a hand.
True, I've witnessed two people do it.
It's because sermons aren't really... The way how sermons are done, they're not teaching.
But technically, we should though. Like, yo... Pastor, come back. What did you mean by that? Do you know what I mean?
It's formal. Everyone's like,
So then Jesus says, he answered them and said, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them, the wicked one, is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered to be burnt in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world, of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and he shall gather out, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. So there's that iniquity again. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Anyway, so that's the explanation of the parable. So God doesn't take any blame for it. He goes, an enemy has done this when it comes to sin. But then it still leaves... Ah, my back. It still leaves...
Whoa.
A man of your ilk. Oh, my back. Oh, my back.
Spasm. It wasn't pleasant.
Oh, gosh.
But then it still leaves the question of, well, what about Satan then?
What about him?
I remember you said something time ago and you was like, people often blame God over Satan. It's like people have like forgotten about Satan. I do think it's true.
Because Satan's providing them with cheeks, money, riches.
Oh, my day.
All of them.
In abundance. I'll treat y'all.
Okay. You know when you were saying earlier about you don't think free will is the reason?
Yeah.
Free will allows you to choose between your desires.
Yeah.
Lucifer, his desires was to be the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up sinning because he chose his desire.
Yeah.
When he came to Eve,
mm-hmm.
I was about to say Adam and Eve, but
Eve first, yeah.
Yeah. When he came to and Eve,
Adam, but yeah.
Well, I don't.
We're talking about the woman, okay?
We're only placing blame on the woman.
About the woman right now. Okay.
Notice, God doesn't even place blame. God places the blame on Adam.
Yeah, because he's the man of the house. Unfortunately, well, sometimes we want to be a house husband. You know what I mean? Get a rich wife, be a sugar baby. Yeah,
the point cool. is yeah. right when he then. Approached Eve. Eve then had the same free will that Lucifer had.
Yeah.
And she chose to give in to her desire that he presented to her of being like God.
Definitely.
But they always had free will. It's just that they had the free will to pick any tree in the garden.
Literally.
But they chose the one thing.
Yeah.
It's like again, like with the kid analogy, like you give the kid the full reign of the house and it like do what you want, like within like safety parameters. But you know, if they go, we always use a stove example, but if they go to the stove, just don't touch the stove, please. I've got the jerk in there. You get me? You know what I'm saying? It's just simmering. You know what I'm saying? So don't touch it because it's hot. But they don't know that. You just told them don't touch it and then they go and touch it. You get me? It's kind of the same thing in terms of they didn't know that.
Oh, I accept that.
It was dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh.
They didn't know. I accept
that argument. Oh, no. But God, you see, and that's the thing. God said,
He did say it was good and evil, but do you think they had a concept of evil? But
my thing is, said they would die.
Yeah,
but do you think they had a concept of death? Everything around them was living.
Yeah, but they'd never
living, bro. Like, living.
They'd never experienced death. They'd never experienced death.
Adam was enjoying cheeks. God puts before them. He was enjoying life. He was stroking animals.
Eve's cheeks.
God puts before them a simple choice. Like, who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust me or are you going to trust Satan?
Yeah.
And the choice is not like... God isn't even putting the choice of consequences or... His simple thing is, who are you going to trust? Are you going to trust me or are you going to trust this false angel of light?
Yeah.
Who are you going to trust? And God, in the book,
just say the statement.
Leviticus.
No.
Numbers.
Deuteronomy. Prophets and Kings.
Patriarchs and prophets.
That's where I am now.
Is it where you are now?
Yeah.
Okay. What does it say of... Remember the episode... The fall episode. The fall chapter. Chapter of the fall. Remember, God...
It took him seven times to say angels. That. Sorry. Yeah.
God sent angels repeatedly to warn Adam and Eve of this war in heaven and this fallen angel.
Yeah.
But there's the book is called Patriarchs and Prophets, and an interesting chapter to read is the chapter The Fall.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an interesting chapter on why is sin permitted.
There is.
Like, that it's was actually the clincher chapter for me.
Yeah. Have you read Great Controversy?
I haven't finished it.
Great Controversy, there's a chapter in it called The Origin of Sin.
Yeah, I've read that chapter. Woo! I forgot it though.
Just the intro. I'm not even going to read the whole, just the little bit of that chapter. So it starts off saying...
How much a little bit? Like, how many lines? Like this I don't one. Trust you. Okay, go on.
I don't trust you. That's a lie.
In the book, it's this much. On this, it's like, on the screen, it's this much.
Not that I don't like Great Controversy. I love the book.
It's a brilliant, like, she wrote, like, so she so it says... To many minds, the origin of sin and the reason for its existence are a source of great perplexity. They see the work of evil with its terrible results of woe and desolation, and they question how all this can exist under the sovereignty of one who is infinite in wisdom,
mm-hmm.
in power, and in love. Here is a mystery of which they find no explanation. And in their uncertainty and doubt, they are blinded to truths plainly revealed in God's word and essential to salvation. There are those who, in their inquiries concerning the existence of sin, endeavor to search into that which God never revealed. Hence, they find no solution to their difficulties, and such as are actuated by the disposition to doubt and cavil seize upon this as an excuse for rejecting the words of the Holy Writ.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, others, however, so
explain it.
So a lot of people try and work out something which God never doesn't focus on or doesn't reveal.
Yeah.
Which is the origin of iniquity.
Yeah.
In fact, later on, Ellen White goes to even explain how, if there was an explanation of sin, God would be to blame. If it's possible to explain the existence of sin, God will be the one to blame. Mm. Or God will be... Did she say God will be to blame? I'll need to look... Whoa. I might need to edit
just,
that
no,
out,
no, no. Just say it and just say you'll check it out.
I'll check it out, and it's worth checking out for yourself. Read the whole chapter yourself, because I might be wrong. And I don't want to mislead. But, like... So, the last thing that she says on that is... God.
Stop trying to get it right all the time, man.
Okay, I feel like in every situation...
You just said that.
In every situation, the reason why we sin...
It's right there.
The reason why we sin is because we don't choose God first.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually that simple.
It is that simple.
And that's why I say... Lucifer did not choose God first, he chose himself first. Eve did not choose God first, and to believe what God was saying, she chose her her desires of what Lucifer was telling her, of wanting to be like God, like wanting to have her eyes opened, and they were opened.
Are you right to read from there downwards?
No.
No, not all the way.
No. Just explain. Okay. Explain what you see. So, explain what you see.
I'm going to say what I see.
Explain what you see.
So, all she writes is, it is impossible to explain the origin of sin. It is impossible. So she states that it's impossible to explain the origin of sin as to give a reason for its existence.
Yes.
She says, so basically...
Where's it found?
I don't. But that's
nothing
what I'm saying,
is more
that...
plainly taught in Scripture than that God was in no wise responsible for the entrance of sin, that there was no arbitrary withdrawal of divine grace, no deficiency in the divine government that gave occasion for the uprising of.
She's saying in that chapter there was nothing in God's house that was wrong sin, essentially. Like, that's essentially
there was nothing
because,
wrong with God's law.
Yeah,
there was
exactly.
nothing with God's wrong with God's government. There's nothing wrong with God's rule.
Yeah.
There was not even anything wrong with the beings that God created. God created beings who were sinless, who were without sin.
But
so
he
like
he created
so sin
but he created but he created
thinking
beings.
Yeah, but thinking beings are not sinful beings.
No,
but
we're not
because
saying that.
They have the ability to think and to choose, they can choose against God. So
agreed.
No matter how much...
Agreed.
That's what
we were saying. That's what we've been trying to say.
And that's what I've been... You see, those statements I've been agreeing with the entire time.
Yeah, no, have you?
Yeah. He has kind of, but he wasn't. He was.
No,
he doesn't agree fully. Until,
if, no, no, no.
Unless I say the sentence that Alvin wants me to say, he doesn't agree with me.
No, no, no. It's not that.
I can
my
say
thing is
I
like,
can say one, two, three.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't say 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
you're not gonna agree.
But that's the same sentence.
Exactly.
I would agree with that. If you said 1, 2, 3 and it was 1, 2, 3,
but this is what I was trying to say from the beginning is that because we have free will,
yeah,
the whole point of there being another option means that some people
sin
are going
capable.
To choose that other option and that
may
other option.
Choose that option, not I are going
can.
To.
No, some people are going to.
See, this is
as in
I
now.
This is what I'm talking about.
As in general, like with okay, let's say yeah, both of us yeah. Mm-hmm. We both have a knife.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You can choose to stab someone.
Yeah.
I can choose
to butter bread.
To butter bread.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have chosen to sin.
Yeah.
I have not.
Yeah.
But we both have that option.
Yeah.
If there was no option, let's say that literally
I agree with
there
that.
Was there was no knife.
Yeah.
You can't do stabbing. I can't butter.
Okay, here's
so
a, here's
it's
a basic
not there,
question.
So that's
at
what I'm
the
saying,
beginning,
that
before
God
there was sin, before
will?
Lucifer chose to sin,
mm-hmm.
was sin inevitable?
It wasn't inevitable.
No.
It was possible.
Okay, then we are.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
Agreed.
It wasn't inevitable. Yeah. It was possible.
I agree. 100%
it was always
agree.
Possible.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Yeah, because no. I think when I was reading Isaiah 14 this morning, the one that says
yeah?
I will ascend,
okay.
And obviously it kind of goes to what Danielle was saying because. Satan wanted the throne.
Let the listener
no,
read a little
no,
bit
I'm
of
not
it.
You.
Let the listeners
I'm not
know.
You. I'm not you.
Yo,
read,
let the listeners
read
know.
Isaiah 14.
Okay, tell 14, the listeners.
No,
yeah,
from
tell
13
to, from. Yeah.
To about
oh, no, go
20.
From 12. From 12.
No, no, no.
Because
no, no,
it
no,
shows
no.
a question that God asks.
Then go from 12.
Yeah.
Go from 12. Go from 12.
Yeah.
The reason I say
so,
go from 12 is
so,
because it
no,
demonstrates that God is asking the question, how?
Okay,
that's the reason
wait, what's 12 say? Okay, so 12 says...
you see,
how
and there lies
fall,
the
how
answer.
How have you fallen from heaven?
And then go from
summer?
There. Huh? And then go from there.
I loved Sam last week, you know. He backed me, he was like, go on, no, let the listeners hear the word. I was like, yes!
It's not I don't want them to hear the word, I just want them to...
Wait,
you
they know
explain.
The question, they
yeah.
know
yeah.
the question, and now they can find out the answer.
Yeah, they can find out the answer. There so, how have you fallen from heaven, the morning star, son of the dawn? You have been cast down from earth, who once laid down low the nations. So that's the reason that you're saying. What's 12 saying?
Yeah, I was just saying 12 like illustrates like... like it's a question, like it illustrates the how have you like. On top of that, one of the things that is interesting is Lucifer was exposed to everything that was God, exposed to God in his entire truthfulness, like, and exposed to he was exposed to
every aspect of the
cosmos, almost everything. Mm-hmm. What he wasn't exposed to was where, like, you know how the three being one. Mm-hmm. That's where he was not exposed, and he didn't know. He wasn't allowed into their council. But he saw, like, you know, the image of, you know, the image of, there's another what do you call it, there's another book, Ezekiel 28, which talks about a similar thing to Isaiah 14.
Yeah, it does.
Speaks of Lucifer as being a covering cherub. And when you think of the covering cherub, they're the ones who sit on the ark, or who are on the ark, and they are closest to the law of God, and they are closest to the presence of God, the covering cherubs. Mm-hmm. Lucifer was. Now Lucifer was that close to God. That's how close Lucifer was to God, and that's how much he saw and knew of God. Uh-huh. And then the question is asked. Well, one might ask the question. Well, why does Satan then make one of the things that book Origin of that chapter Origin of Sin illustrates is that Satan, sort of believes that he can decide everything for himself. After all, he's a perfect being. Mm-hmm. What wrong decision is he going to make? And God says, look, I'm way wiser than you. If I were you, I'd stick to my law. But it's your decision. I am way wiser than you. And then on top of that, God even reasons with Satan, even after Satan has already started down the trail. Reasoning with him.
Because I take back my other... The reason why the child explanation works but it doesn't is because a child hardly knows anything. That's why you have to govern it. But Satan, as you're saying, knew all.
Knew almost everything.
He knew about 80% of the team.
The reason why I say I feel like your analogy is good, yeah, is because, like, obviously we use it in a different sense. Like, for example, my mum, when I was younger, she told me that, like, if I open the oven when she's making a cake, it will fall down flat.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like, obviously, I was being fast, open the oven. Obviously, when the cake... Oh, relax. And the cake came out flat and it didn't taste the same as it could have tasted. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So, I feel like the child analogy is still good.
It works. Yeah. Depends on what you're talking about. But parents can do everything right. And the child can still go their own way. That explanation works only to a certain degree. Like, when people go, I blame the parents. Well, you have to kind of know the parents to blame the parents.
So we need to stop blaming parents for how children turn out.
Shouldn't blame the parents anyway.
You can blame parents if you know that they've done certain things wrong. You can't blame parents if they've done everything right and the child has made a decision.
So we can't blame God because we know he did everything right.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Ladies and gentlemen,
he was looking for a word, you know.
No,
it's an and was out of place, bro.
No. I lost my earlier train of thought.
I'll just make a final comment for myself here. Is that I feel like, and it even says it in Patriarchs and Prophets, that had Eve actually rejected Satan, we would not have a problem with sin.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
The only reason now why we have a problem with sin and temptation is because at that point they didn't have the strength to choose God over
They gave in
to the temptation. Had they passed that test, we would then be able to also pass the tests, like, calmly on a daily. And the problem has always been now that we can no longer rely on our own strength. We have to rely on God. But the problem initially was not looking to God in the first place. And looking to your own desires.
Yes. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding.
Show Mike.
Acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Ain't that what the verse says?
Yeah.
And it also ties into last week. cool.
So I'll try and nip in if you guys.
Danny's gonna say, talking. Oh, okay. Danny's off, unfortunately, guys.
It depends how long you guys are gonna, because my thing's 20 minutes.
We're wrapping up now.
Oh, yeah, we'll wrap up, still. We'll wrap up.
It sort of ties into last week, really.
He was ready for you to leave, you know, boy.
That first.
No, I'll say bye to the listeners.
Oh,
I was just saying. Oh, now we can finish there then.
No, go on. Say the thing.
We'll finish on your thought.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Cool.
Yeah. That was a good.
So,
a good ending.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for.
Thanks.
For having been on the podcast.
And thanks for the mics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Camera.
Oh, you blonker.
I don't even blame
camera. Oh,
don't
you blame me. I know.
I'm sitting pretty.
Am I?
Hey, yo. Why after sundown? Got his chance,
man. This is the last after sundown podcast ever.
Got his wheels, mics.
This is the last time you hear us in good quality.
Literally, we'll be over a phone next.
I said format the same.
Just talking into mobile phones.
Nah, but you know what? It's mad. It's mad because if you hadn't have done that, it wouldn't have led to the podcast being done. True. So it's a good thing.
There's lots of things that wouldn't.
There are lots of things that would happen. Episode,
it still would have happened. Let me just say, guys.
Alvin looks physically shook, you know.
Adrian was also on.
Yeah, Adrian
I got
was
it from both
still.
Barrels. I can't lie.
Adrian was
Bexstone. Yeah. I got the text. I was like,
oof. Yeah, I do remember that still. I do remember.
I'm finding out 2 years later, so I'm not previous to what's happening.
But yo, that was the After Sundown podcast. Don't thanks, Danny, for coming on.
Thank you.
And
you're welcome.
He's mocking you as well.
No.
And he took the mics as well. Safe in a bit.
You guys are such stirrers.
We actually cancelled it.